Sports on Tap. Sports on Tap. Brought to you by Absolutely Nothing.
Can I talk?
This is our intro music. First intro ever.
We're cool.
Use the pressure. I can't imagine. Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Oh. Trying to turn this down, and it's not working.
Welcome to the Funny Podcast. You have to listen over Prodigy the entire time.
Welcome, boys and girls, to Sports on Cap, part... Part Trey.
Well, it is Trey, but second official one.
Second official one, that's true.
The first one we should never speak about.
That's right. Okay.
It's terrible.
P.S. For you one. Just said sports on cap. It's sports on tap.
Good segue!
Good segue into the reason why I said that incorrectly. So, hold on. Kyle and I spent an hour picking out intro music, and it was awful.
And the voice of reason just chimed in there.
She makes her own intro on fly. You know what? It's the Voice of Reason podcast.
Not the Sports on Tap podcast at all. Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm Kyle Carter.
I'm Matt Girl.
Welcome to Sports on Tap.
Was I supposed to, like... harmonize with either?
No, I'm just not saying cap again. Sports on Tap, Northwest. Oh my gosh. Anyway, this is the show where we are all about talking sports, Northwest sports, the NFL, general awesome things, and having an alcoholic beverage.
Whatever pops into our pea brains.
Sounds fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, what's on tap for you today, sir, of the alcoholic beverage variety?
Well, last week, I was really proud of myself because I had a homebrew that I made. However, I didn't have time to grab one today. So, since it was 1,000 degrees here in Portland today, I thought it'd be nice to have a nice summer brew. It's called Chain Breaker White IPA by Deschutes Brewery. It's a light beer.
Wow. Very delicious. Nice little plug there for the local...
You gotta go local. You have to.
You gotta.
Unless you live in... insert crappy place here.
That does not have a
beer. Insert crappy place with no beer here. That I can't think of right now.
Insert place where you can only go to 7-Eleven. Okay.
How hot was it today?
Too hot.
The sun.
Too hot.
And by the sun, I mean it was like 90.
Triple digits.
It got to triple digits. Well. I live in a little sliver of a cubicle, so I don't know.
If the people listening, I sweat at 65 degrees. So just imagine an extra 35 degrees of uncomfortableness.
All I have to go on is like the 30 seconds it takes for me to walk from my office to my truck after work because I just spend all day in my cubicle and I have no idea what's going on outside.
And then you burn your hand on your handle of your car.
And then I walk outside and go, ooh, it's really warm. Huh, I can't wait to get to my truck. You know what?
What are you drinking? Well, as people will learn on the show, I'm not much of the beer drinker. So, you know, I march the beat of my own drum, which is liquor, wine, and champagne. So deal with it.
We should make a bet on how long it takes you to drink something that's actually on tap.
I will create my own tap with whatever I want inside of it. Anyway, I am also having... vodka with a little bit of Diet Mountain Dew.
Vodka and Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, because I'm trying to shed some pounds.
There's one area to shed pounds. It's got to be the cocktails.
Especially when I have a drink that's like a 34-ouncer.
This is like the big gulp that swallowed the big gulp.
The bigger gulp.
You're like one of those truck drivers that walks into 7-Eleven and it's a bucket of soda. Okay.
Well, that's what's on tap of the beverage variety. But what's on tap for the show today?
Well, you made it. I don't know.
what,
confession, I didn't actually read it.
Well, this is also a good segue into another portion of our show, which is a little bit of a game that you can play or don't have to. It's a little bit of a drinking game if you so choose. If we say things such as Philip Rivers, whom we really dislike.
Hate him.
You take a drink.
Or the Raiders. Because we also hate the Raiders.
We also hate the Raiders because you're a Bronco fan. I'm a Chiefs fan. And we've also drank for that.
You know what I can't wait for? Is till we don't have to just explain ourselves every single
podcast. I know. Maybe by the fifth podcast, people will get it. After the four people that listen. But also, it's already happened a couple times. If we basically talk over ourselves and just laugh and wheeze at that point in time, just finish your drink.
Yeah.
Social. Why not? Yeah. Social? Why not? And then just
if Kyle starts coughing, sometimes you wheeze so hard that you choke on your wheeze, which is impressive.
Thank you for saying wheeze. Thank you for finishing.
You choke on your wheeze. All right.
Okay. Big ups, huh? Okay. So I guess first topic today is preseason football. We finally got to see some weekend games, and man, was it awesome.
It's the best. And as a Bronco fan, I feel like I had, it's like one of the bigger stories in the offseason. Well, starting quarterbacks. Peyton Manning.
How did you feel? How did you do?
I felt really great. Moved the ball down the – he only played one possession, but moved the ball down the field. Really great. Actually stepped up in the pocket, showed some footwork.
He did.
Hit his receivers in an interception, but I
– It was a tip ball.
Tip ball. Catch it. Yeah, my first criticism was you're a receiver in the NFL – catch the ball.
It is Stokely.
It's a little behind you. Catch the ball.
It's true. Get your hands on it. You should be able to catch it.
Catch that. The ball.
I agree.
But the other thing was that he didn't get hit at all. So
he needs to get hit.
Yeah. Who knows what's going to happen. I still think his neck could explode the first time that anybody touches him. Anybody.
Agreed. Agreed. You know, and since I'm a Chiefs fan, if he, you know, decides to, you know.
If, what's his name? Who's your DN?
Tamba Ali. Tamba Ali. Kumbaya.
Tamba Ali.
Yes. Tamba Ali. Bumbaya.
If he breaks Peyton Manning's vertebrae, I'm sure you'd be thrilled.
Well, I would not be thrilled for him. I mean, come on. No one likes to see people get hurt. But
no
know,
one likes
if,
to
he decide, if he decides to, you know, think about his family and retire early, I will fully support his decision.
Think I retire early.
So the Broncos did well. You're feeling good about your team.
Yeah. They won. Score doesn't mean anything in preseason.
But they looked decent.
They looked good. First team looked good. Yep. It was a really good showing. Nice. We play, who do we got? On Saturday, we play the Seahawks.
Okay.
T.O.
Oh, T.O.
T.O. Yep.
I'm excited to see him. See how he does.
Show that is T.O.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
What about the Chiefs?
How'd they look? You know what? I temper my expectations because Matt Cassel is still our starting quarterback, and I'm not much of a fan. Because he's not that good unless he has great protection. And what do you know? We're giving him protection.
Oh, and so now he's awesome? Is that what you're
going to
say?
No, I'm not saying he's awesome. I'm saying he's going to get away with being good.
Mediocre.
Yeah, and have a and probably be on our team for the next 2 years.
Well, and we talked about it. They can turn into a running game and be just fine.
And that's what happened.
Because they have a little, what would you call it?
A little speed and bleed.
Speed and bleed.
A little Peyton Hillis and Jamal Charles action.
Was it, what's the pain one?
Oh, it's the guy, because his face mask. Yes, Bane and Pain.
Bane and Pain.
Because Peyton Hillis looks like Bane from Batman, Dark Knight.
That's awesome.
And wouldn't you know, they're both gigantically huge and they're
Peyton Hillis is on my fantasy team, and so I want Matt Cassel to... I don't know.
Hand the ball off to
I want his vertebrae to explode. So then Peyton Hillis has to.
Well, you know what, though? Guess who scored a touchdown off a pass?
Peyton Hillis.
Yes. From Matt Cassel. So they can coexist.
They're the greatest.
And your fantasy team will prosper.
It'll be awesome.
So ultimately, I'm feeling good. The offense is looking great. The defense is looking pretty good. The ACL boys, a.k.a. Eric Berry, Tony Moyaki and Jamal Charles are all back, looking good. They can actually play football without...
They have half of an ACL between the four of them.
Exactly. They kind of shared ACLs over the summer.
They went to Germany and got...
did the Kobe Bryant surgery.
ACLs soaked in German blood cells or whatever it is.
So, overall, pretty good. So, I'm looking forward to this next week.
Although, you know, we talked last week about how it doesn't matter what game's on, at least football's back, and I don't care. However, did you watch the Dallas-Oakland Monday night game?
I actually watched it from start to end, and it was...
awful.
Terrible. It was awful. I was like, I wish I had that time back in my life. 3-0 scored by backups.
It was so terrible.
And Jason Witten apparently ripped open his spleen.
I know. I saw today that they classified it as a serious spleen injury. When isn't a spleen injury a serious spleen injury?
I'm sorry, the word lacerated just sounds terrible. It sounds like someone took a friggin', like a Crocodile Dundee knife to like your friggin' midsection.
Lacerator.
All right. This is the voice of reason I'm going to take over for a second here.
Jumping in.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, okay, so that's great, Broncos. Woohoo, good. Chiefs, great. Glad to hear that things are looking well so far in the preseason for both of you.
Put on blast.
No, I'm just saying, this is something that I'm used to hearing and seeing, you know, as a wife. And the eternal optimist, oh, this season's going to be different, you know, especially when it comes to the Blazers. And
she's
so,
crushing our dreams.
Yeah, I like seeing the enthusiasm. I like seeing the excitement. I'm just saying, as a woman, I've seen this before. I, too, am optimistic and excited for you both.
So you want us to be more real.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, okay.
We're officially changing this to Voice of the Buzzkill.
I'm being realistic.
Voice of the Wet Blanket, if you will.
Hey, call me a wet blanket. I'm just saying, I don't want you guys to look like fools. Yes, that's right. Shocking. Second, third, fourth week of the season when it's like, well, oh, next season, XYZ.
Yeah, let's get for the number one pick.
Seriously.
But if we're talking about the AFC West, nobody is.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
There's always a chance. You could be 0-13, and you probably still have a chance at winning.
No, I hear that. I hear that, and historically, you know what's happening in the.
I say nay, voice of reason.
Okay.
You know what? This is where I put my foot down. This is what's best about preseason. This is what's best about. Right before college football.
Everybody's got a chance.
You know what? I looked through the Beavers, the Oregon State Beavers, because we're all Beavers here. We love them. Go Beavs.
Yeah, go Beavs.
I looked through their schedule today, and I was talking it out with some Duck fans at work, and I reasoned my way into that they're going to finish with a 7-5 record.
Wow.
I did.
And you're excited about that?
No. Yes. I say the top we could do is 6-6.
Right.
Tip top.
I would be thrilled. It could be an awful, awful season. The point I'm trying to make here.
Okay.
Wet blanket is that this is the time to get excited. This is the time when unreasonable expectations are perfectly acceptable and expected. So lay off my unreasonable expectations.
I hear that. And again, reality, wet blanket over here.
That's why you are the voice.
Exactly. Right, that's why you're here to keep us in check. That's true.
Well done.
Well done, ma'am.
Yeah.
Can we just say that was awesome? Because
yes, it was.
When we planned this show, the Voice of Reason was supposed to come in at the end and like talk about all the notes she took, but she got so heated.
It's not dumb. It's just more like, I've heard this before. Where have I heard this before? Over and over again. Every season, not just football, you know, basketball and other sorts. And it's just, I get there and I'm excited with you guys as well. Honestly, I am. And then it's just like, I'm tired of getting disappointed. So that's where I have to come in and be the realist and just be like, really, is that the case or is it not?
Well,
I'm just saying.
Point taken.
Touche.
We'll talk about the Blazers championship chances.
In the next segment, perfect segue
Voice of Reason leaves, we'll talk about the Blazers championship.
Into the Blazers trading for LeBron James for Arvydas Sabonis' ashes. Comes through your nose on that
one. Trade.
Interesting trade.
Let me think about it.
All right, so
what just happened?
We'll see what happens with our teams. How about other things in the preseason? What else kind of caught your eye? Obviously, when we get into the regular season, we'll talk more about the games and results and recaps and previews of the next week. But for the preseason, what caught your eye this week?
How about not what caught my eye, but what caught
what salmon
your eye? It's now a fishing podcast. What caught Chad Johnson's wife eye? Other than his head. His head.
Wow.
See, if I could spit that out on time, that would have been great.
Wow. You went there.
Chad Johnson. Gone.
Gone for the old headbutt.
I mean,
headbutt.
Again, voice of reason. We're all beavers.
Oh, now you're going to say that headbutt's not okay.
No.
What, like?
No, I'm actually. We know Chad Johnson, Oregon State Beaver. And I would just, you know, of course, domestic violence is never appropriate.
Never okay. But not even funny.
And at the same time, truly, truly surprised. Honestly. I mean, I just.
Well, it's his first thing, really.
That's what everybody said, though. Everybody didn't know that said this is completely out of character.
And yeah, I don't watch the Basketball Wives show, but apparently she's like a friggin' psycho chick.
They met on Twitter. Did you know that?
No.
They met on Twitter. She sent him, like, a personal message. I found this out from a friend of mine. She sent him a personal message, and then he, like, tweeted back to her.
That's how they started. Well, yeah. You knew it was destined for
right.
eternity.
Destined
right
for a headbutt. There. I knew it.
Hey, allegedly, which he admits to. Okay. Well, anyway, Chad Johnson, get your stuff together, because whether it happened or not, don't even put yourself in that position, sir, because that is not conduct becoming of a beaver, my friend.
Right. I'm so afraid I'm going to offend somebody right now.
Mm-hmm. Moving on.
Uh-huh.
Moving on. Back to preseason. How about Andrew Luck, my friend? The next coming of Peyton Manning and Tom Brady put together.
Is it cool?
Dipped in gold.
Is he going to be good? Yes. But the whole hubbub about him throwing touchdown on his first pass. It was a screen pass.
Guess who else did that, though?
Peyton Manning. It's a screen pass. He threw it a yard and a half.
I get it. But he also threw another touchdown pass the next series. And then the next series, he threw another deep pass to the 1 yard line.
I'm not.
Which would have been a third touchdown pass. I mean, granted, it's the Rams.
It's going to be good.
He's going to be solid.
I get it.
And the fact that he's that solid this early is intriguing.
Whoa, there. It's one game. Stop. You're jumping to conclusions.
Like a jump to conclusions, Matt?
What?
That was a little Office Space.
Yeah.
And can the voice of reason just call Matt out for being a wet blanket? Thank you very much.
Wow. Wow.
I didn't remember. I'm sorry. I hadn't seen it.
Well, whatever. Andrew Luck, RG3, who do you think is going to be the better pro? Period. End of story. Go.
Well, regular NFL pro, Andrew Luck, for sure. Absolutely.
Fantasy player,
RG3. Give it to me right now.
That's true. He's got the legs.
Yep.
In a non-sexual way. Okay.
Maybe.
Maybe. I'm Ron Burgundy. All right. Well, speaking of Chad Johnson doing a no-no, how about the Ducks and those rumors of getting a big slap on the wrist in their little no-nos?
So, rumor has it, as Adele said, the sanctions are proposed to be. This is where, if we had any skill, we would insert. Maybe we will insert the Adele.
Yeah, okay.
You just sing it.
No,
was it 4 year probation, 2 year bowl ban, and loss of 30 scholarships over 3 years?
Bowl ban sounds like a good band.
Chip Kelly's side project, but. To me, that seems really heavy.
It's huge. That's going up to Penn State status.
Yes.
Even, I mean, it's not Penn State status, but it's getting there. It's over halfway there.
Yeah. They gave the same sanctions to, like, that's like USC. Territory.
Well, I think the big thing is, I know what they did necessarily isn't, like, the worst thing that's ever happened, paying people. It's the cover-up.
Yeah.
The cover-up is what really is getting them in hot water. If they had just said, yeah, we screwed up, they might lose some scholarships. That's it.
Well,
but they covered it up, or then they started to cover it up, and they got caught right in the middle of it. And they're just like, listen.
Yeah. Stop it.
Knock it off.
This is proposed, though. We don't even know.
You and Willie Lyles.
This is allegedly.
Yeah, this is definitely rumor has it.
Rumor has it.
And,
I hope so. I mean, here's another question, though. Do you think the Ducks, because, like, USC, they're done with their sanctions, and guess what? They're preseason number ones.
They're kicking. Yeah.
They're probably going to win the national championship.
Barkley's going to come out and just blow people away.
Do you think the Ducks are at that stage where they can survive these sanctions if those sanctions are true.
Probably, because they'll offer them a job with Nike right after it. And so they'll offer them, meaning like when you get recruits, you get all the amenities, whatever you want. You have a PlayStation at each desk at every class you go to. Like, it's, they can do anything and everything they want.
I don't know if they can survive, though. If it was...
I hope not.
I mean, go
Beavers.
Listen.
Chalo.
It's going to be good. As much as I do not like the Ducks, USC and Oregon football game, the regular season game, then I got to think they're going to meet the
Pac-12.
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be pretty good.
It's going to be some big games.
So if they get sanctioned with no bowl ban, would they still be able to play in the Pac-12 championship game?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Usually, because usually the bowl ban goes with the championship ban as well. That's what happened to Ohio State and
Babadaboobity.
Somebody else.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just hope that happens. Raise a glass to possible sanctions.
Possible sanctions. Go Beavs. On a cleaner program in the land than Oregon State.
Mike Riley's, go get him, guys.
Not a cleaner, more mediocre program.
Hip, hip, hooray!
Love you, Mike.
Yeah. Love you, buddy. Let's see how long you keep this job. Okay.
I honestly, I'm not, maybe I'm smoking crack.
Yeah?
They could go, I said 7-5. If that happened, that's not like a, that's not a pipe dream. Our schedule sets up really nicely at home.
I hope so, man.
Walk me through it.
Okay, I will walk you through it. We have Nicholls State first game. I would say Nicholls State, exactly, because that's exactly the same thing you said last year.
For Sac State, and we lost.
That will not be spoken ever again. Mm. But let's be real. We'll probably beat Nicholls State.
Yes.
We're gonna get our skin turned inside out by Wisconsin.
Yes, we are.
Sorry.
Have a lick our wounds week, a bye week.
So we're 1-1. We're going to the bye the third week. We're at UCLA.
We do horribly at UCLA.
New coach.
Granted, they suck.
New coach. New program.
Yeah.
I say we walk in there and get a win.
Okay.
Okay.
Hope so.
We're 2-1 at that point.
Okay. Okay.
Then we've got at Arizona. New coach. New program. It is Rich Rod.
Yeah.
He's a good coach, but
we don't have the linebacker speed like
he's
we
not
going
to walk in.
His
Foles is gone.
Option stuff.
Foles is gone. A school usually can't just walk in. Pick
so
up
you have
system.
Us at 3-1 right now.
Do you disagree?
I'm just saying we'll lose one of these games, so I see us at 2-2 right now.
Yeah, unbelievable. Okay,
Washington State.
Washington State at home. Last time they came to Corvallis,
so much better though.
They beat
Mike
us.
Mike Leach,
new program. I'm telling you.
But Mike Leach is the
ish. I get it.
So you're saying win or loss?
I say win.
So you guys 3 straight wins right now. Heading to BYU.
We're 3-1. Or no, excuse me, 4-1.
Oh my gosh.
Going into going. And then we're at BYU.
So you're saying we're on the cusp of maybe breaking the top 25.
Yes, sure.
Because that's what they do. We're like 27th, and then we lose everything.
They'd be 31 at this point.
Yeah.
Who cares? But I think we drop it at BYU.
Okay. Utah at home.
Utah at home. What do you think? They're not a good team.
They beat us last year.
It was a good game, though.
It was a good game.
At Utah.
That's true. Okay, we'll take it. Okay, got it.
So, what are we at here? What did I say? We're at...
You have us at a lot of wins right now.
Yeah, we're 5-3.
I'm saying we're
5-2 at this point.
Okay, and I say we're at
best 4-3. Yeah.
At best 4-3. We're losing to Washington.
At Washington, yeah. I can see that because with Polk and...
Polk's gone.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
who's the quarterback?
The
I'm blanking too.
Doesn't
matter.
Are you talking about UW or Washington State?
Yeah, UW.
We've already beaten Washington State.
No, I apologize. But I'm saying UW, we have a good history on the road.
That's true.
It is true.
That's true.
I'm not gonna count on that, though.
I'm just saying.
At Seattle, I think we lose.
I hope so.
At that point, I think we're at, by my standards, we're at 5-3. Arizona State, we're going to beat them.
We're losing our last three, period, end of story.
So but at that point, we're 6-3.
That's 6-6.
Well,
gosh, man.
Yeah, exactly. You don't think we can beat Cal at home?
Yeah. I'd feel better if we were on the road. That's how good we are with them.
Well,
and then Oregon, Civil War, throw the records out the door. It's rivalry.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Terribleness.
But anyways.
So at best,
is that unreasonable?
That's true.
6-6 is reasonable.
Until we watch Sean Mannion throw a pass, and then we're going to be like, yeah.
Who's the freshman backup? Bring him in. That's how we always are.
Okay. Well, so yeah, playing... Oregon.
Point is, our schedule lines up really nicely. We've got a lot of good games at home.
Well, good thing it's not in Eugene, the Civil War this year, so that'll be at least nice to maybe have somewhat of an edge.
So we can go watch them.
Speaking of Eugene, by the way, that's where they had the Olympic trials for track and field. How about them Olympics? Because they just ended. What do you like? What did you dislike?
Good segue, buddy.
You like that?
The trials happened before the Olympics, which just ended. I like it.
Yeah. So, bring it. We just finished. What did you like? What did you dislike? What do you miss? Right. Diving? Synchronized swimming? What?
I miss watching the Olympics every single night and watching obscure sports.
Thank you.
Handball. Angola handball is my new
I think we talked about handball last time. And handball, why is that not like a high school college sport?
It's so
awesome.
Cool. It's so awesome.
It's kickball for adults with your hands.
It's so great. And you know what? I'm not going to watch it again for 4 years.
No.
It's so awesome that I'm not going to watch it
it's for so awesome.
Almost
just
half
because
a decade.
Their USA was on their jersey, it was interesting for 2 seconds.
It's the greatest. But U.S., the men's basketball.
Almost lost it?
Almost did, but you know, it's like...
Is it weird that a little part of me was hoping we lost because because I hate Kobe...
You hate America?
So much. But obviously I wanted to...
Come on, bro. I mean...
But the fact that it was close, I was like, good.
Yeah,
because you're not the 92 Dream Team, and you never will.
Well, no, that I thought that about the quarterfinal game against...
Argentina?
Was it Argentina?
Oh, quarterfinal game. Lithuania?
The close one, yeah. I think it was
Lithuania.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like tied at halftime.
Yeah, get your stuff together, people.
That was the I'm glad that happened game for me. But no, I knew we were going to win the whole time.
Right.
So.
All right. Well.
But it got me thinking, though. What if we blended the sports?
Ooh.
And
I like where this
is
going.
Like LeBron James did the high jump or the 100 meter or something to that effect. What are some other
I would watch track and field more often than just every 4 years.
Or Dominique, what's her butt? The
Muciano?
No.
I was an old gymnast anyway. Shout out.
Gymnast Nancy Kerrigan, I think is her name.
Why?
Would you put a vault right in front of the basketball hoop and then she could dunk? Vault.
Oh, good call.
You know what I'm saying?
Vault. Like Harlem Globetrotter, yes. Alley-oop, dunk?
Yes. Dunky do. I can't name a single...
I agree. I don't know what it would be. But
that was a wheeze. Take a drink.
Take a drink, people.
This is a drink moderator.
Drop your mic. Cheers.
You need like a...
Cheers.
Like a noise or something.
You haven't said anything
ding.
About... Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're actually playing the drinking game of this podcast, you need to... Play by the rules. You know?
Yeah. So each new segment, which you've had like
yourself.
Five segments,
please
so
yourself.
You know,
please yourself.
Each time. And by the way, Philip Rivers, Philip Rivers, Philip
Rivers.
Rivers.
Thank you.
What just happened?
I no idea. I blacked out.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, maybe we'll think on that a little bit more as far as some events that these basketball.
There's
got to
be some good combos that we're not thinking of.
I feel like we need to add contact sports into things such as gymnastics and, you know,
sumo wrestling. How about we have all of our listeners call in and they'll make suggestions.
Thanks for calling.
Well, we're gonna be on hold. They're lighting up.
Oh my gosh. Good stuff.
Excellent day.
Well, last week we had an Olympian as our nominee, if you will, for this upcoming segment. Something that we like to call the Man Crush of the Week. Oh, yeah, baby.
I love the...
So, yes.
Is it officially our goal to play the dumbest song we can play?
Yes, we can. Each week, Man Crush of the Week, you're going to hear a
if you song don't tune in for anything
that brings
else,
you back
you
to the days of nothing.
If you don't tune in for anything else, which hopefully you are tuning in for nothing, you can tune in for that.
Yes.
Awesome song every time.
So who's your man crush of the week, sir? Or do you want me to give you mine?
Yeah, you go first.
You know, I got a couple. I'm feeling, we talked about it a little bit earlier, both of them actually, but Peyton Hillis, the beast that he is, Bane himself, the bleed to Jamal Charles's speed, just looks like a beast. And I'm very excited to see how he does this year. He just dominated in the preseason game with the limited time he had. Had a score, ran over a few people. It was nice. And then my other main crush goes to Andrew Luck. We talked about it a little bit. Almost 3 touchdowns passing. Looked great. I really wish that we sucked for Luck last year so we could have had him.
Yeah.
Because then we wouldn't have Matt Castle.
Well, listen. I agree.
What about you, sir?
Well, I didn't hear what you just whispered into my ear. So, this might...
Hernandez?
Hernandez?
Felix.
Oh, right. Yes. Yes. The perfect game yesterday. First perfect game ever in Mariners history. You're right. No,
congratulations.
That would have been my pick. You're right. You're right. I'm not just doing what you tell me to do. The only thing that bothers me about the whole thing is that the Mariners won 1-0 behind 5 hits, which is terrible.
He has to deal with that every time he goes out.
Imagine if he was... Imagine if he pitched for like the Yankees or something, or the Red Sox, or not the Red Sox this year, but pitched for a good team.
Yeah,
he would have a bazillion wins. He'd be a shoo-in for Cy Young, I feel like. Him and Verlander would be right up there. But it's really cool. It makes me like it because he enjoys Seattle. Seattle obviously loves him. It was great. I mean, he was just on yesterday. He had good defense behind him. He had 12 strikeouts. Just really cool. I mean, first perfect game ever in Mariners history. That's really, really cool.
I was able to...
You hate baseball.
I do. I'm not a baseball guy.
You hate baseball.
I don't hate it. I just think it's super boring. I like soccer more than baseball. I'm sorry to all you baseball enthusiasts out there. But I think what's really enjoyable is being at a game and not necessarily watching on television.
Sure.
But when something like that happens, it's special, regardless.
Yeah, yeah. It would have been really cool to be there.
So,
all 100 fans probably really enjoyed themselves.
They really did.
Speaking of soccer, we have season tickets to the Timbers. And I have to give a shout out to my boy, Danny Kennedy.
Ooh.
Goalkeeper for Chivas, whatever.
Yeah.
Chivas. Chivas.
You pronounced that wrong.
Yeah. All-star goalkeeper.
And you know him.
Yeah, I know.
You grew up with him.
How do you know him? I don't know.
Grew up with him.
Oh, yeah. My sister played. My sister and his sister played on the same club soccer team growing up. And so we would travel around with them.
Cool.
Little sideline buddies.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Great guy. And super excited for him. Made the All-Star team. Did awesome. And we missed out on going to the game that night because we were going to a wedding for our friends, Taylor and Jean. Shout out to them. Congratulations.
Congrats. What's up?
But I just say.
So that's your man crush of the week.
Yes.
And might I say.
She gets a man crush of the week?
Why not?
Do we get women crush of the week?
You can do whatever you want.
You know what? You know what, though? You know what? That guy's a good-looking man. I'm not afraid to say it.
Where is Chivas?
I don't even know.
No, it's...
It's somewhere.
Is it in Mexico?
We'll get there.
No.
Speaking of soccer, we'll Mexican segues.
Yeah. Gosh.
U.S. won on Mexican soil. They beat Mexico for the first time in over 70 years.
USA. Gosh.
Even if you don't like soccer, that's...
It extends past the Olympics.
It's a long-ass time.
Yes, it is. Because U.S. men did not make it into the Olympics this year.
Oh, wow. He is a good-looking man.
Isn't he a good-looking man?
I mean, whoa.
I was just like, I cannot fault you for that.
I want to play soccer with you any day.
Can we play goalie together?
With no clothes on? What? All right.
Who said that? Me?
Yep. The voice of reason, stop it.
Stop it. Speaking of the voice of reason, you've already heard from her today, but man, she's going to be a regular on this podcast, and she kind of calls us out, obviously.
we need somebody else to set us straight.
Exactly. So we'd like to...
Because we're idiots.
We'd like to reintroduce you to the lovely lady we like to call the voice of reason.
Hey, this isn't over yet!
We're not giving up on...
The voice of reason!
Yeah! Come on, yeah!
More crappy production value coming your way shortly.
Okay. So obviously, voice of reason, these two yahoos, as my sister might call them, came up with this crazy and exciting idea of doing a podcast. I feel like at times their excitement can oftentimes be mirrored. They get very excited. They feed off of each other. And so at times, they need somebody else to kind of...
So you're saying we need a video podcast is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, I'm saying that. And your own TV show. Radio. Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, they need somebody else to be throwing in a different perspective. So that's me. That said... As I mentioned from the very beginning, excited to hear about, you know, the preseason, the Chiefs, the Broncos, et cetera. And at the same time, needing the wet blanket, as Matt would refer it. Or I would...
To be fair.
I would like to say, no, a realistic perspective. Honestly, here, I will equate it to, and I'll throw myself out there, when I was in college, whenever I would start a semester, I would be so excited and say, oh, here are my classes. These are my teachers. This is what we're doing. And I would be so thrilled about what was going on. Halfway through the term, I would call my parents and be like, God damn it, this sucks. You know, this teacher, XYZ, and have like reasons why it wasn't working out or why I was frustrated. And that's how it feels to me, where it's, you know, you're optimistic, you're excited. No. Of course, I'm just saying.
No, it's great.
Honestly, it's true.
I just know it. I'm glad you're here because I cannot relate because I never thought school was awesome. And never got excited
ever once in my life. The first day of class. You're excited a little bit.
No.
Really? Okay. Syllabus day! No homework!
Wow.
The best day.
Mm-hmm. It's more like, oh crap. I have a lot to do with this.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh gosh.
Well, we
love that you're here.
I've got more.
Oh, you got more?
I thought he had something else to
say. Oh, no. Zip it. Okay. I don't have anything. I'm terrible.
And then the other thing, based on earlier in the podcast, I would say also, like Kyle said, don't put yourself in a bad situation. I think, you know, especially when you're in a sports, you know, whether it be football, whether it be baseball, whether you're just coming out of college or high school or whatever, it's just, you know, you need to think about who you're hanging with. And we understand that you potentially are in a situation that you're with friends or people from high school and you think you're comfortable, but you have to know when you're putting yourself in a bad situation.
Are you alluding to the Chad Johnson?
I am.
So when you buy condoms?
No, stop.
Well, that's where it's stemming from.
Hey,
that's
you don't know. You have no idea.
Yeah, there was a receipt. Stop. In the car.
You have no idea.
We just don't know whose it is.
Exactly. Come on.
You're a role model, Chad Johnson.
I'm just saying, no.
You can't buy condoms.
Be safe. Come on, stop it, you guys. I'm just saying, honestly, wherever it is, you need to be thinking, and you have no idea. You're out there.
You got to. That's when you're a celebrity, especially. Cameras are rolling. People have iPhones.
Twitter's on.
All that stuff.
It's a lot.
You can't be in the moment all the time either. Like, bring it home a little bit. Last time we did a podcast, I completely railed on one of the guys in my fantasy football league. Called him out big time.
Probably not a good idea.
Probably not a good idea. Because guess what? He's probably listening. Or he might listen to this sometime. And
you love him dearly.
But honestly, voice of reason, probably not. Probably not listening to this.
I mean,
that's true. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad.
We love you.
Our audience of six.
We're hoping to get to 10 someday.
That is our goal.
And the three of us count as three. So.
Although I do want to give a shout out to two of the people who randomly gave some compliments on our first podcast last week.
Yeah.
To Daniel Douglas out in Denver, who's a Bronco guy like yourself. Hmm. Yeah, I know.
Bronco fans sound like pretty good people, don't they?
Exactly. Give us some shout outs. We appreciate that. As well as Joel Steinfeld, who's a duck. So I don't know how much.
That's all right.
We love you, Joel, but come on.
One of the other shout outs I wanted to do was there's another podcast on the
Thank you for bringing this
on
up.
On the East Coast.
It's called On Tap Sports.
Not Sports On Tap.
Not Sports On Tap. And I'm not calling that out because in an angry way. I'm actually, I think it's, I've listened to them. They have a great podcast. It's really, really great. And so I think it'd be cool if like some point in time we like.
Have a Cotlin.
Yeah.
Yeah,
some,
exactly.
You know, man in the middle. Somewhere. And,
to hear from the East Coast perspective.
If they find our podcast, know that in no way were we copying you. We didn't even know
that you existed that until we loaded ours on iTunes.
Until, yeah, then we searched our podcast and found it. So
let's raise our glasses in the near future.
To drink beer and talk about sports.
Say? Amen to that.
Yeah,
so,
you know what I mean?
You know what? Thank you so much, everyone. Are you, yeah. Voice of Reason, you good? All right. Are we good?
Yeah, I'm
good. We're good. So, everybody, thank you so much for listening, and
you're welcome.